he was seriously interested in her. You'd say he was...
You might say in love with her. Oh, he's soft on her.
Would you ever say he's courting her or sparking her?
Not when they were right young, only when marriage was contemplated.
Oh, then what would you say?
He's courting her.
Uh-huh.
Very seldom said wooing her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're always courting her.
Uh-huh. And he would be called her?
Lover. Beau.
And she would be his?
Girl. Or if it was known that they're going to marry, fiancée.
Okay. And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, you say he had been doing what?
Smooching or necking.
Okay. And when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she...
If the thing was really serious, we would say that she had rejected him.
Mm-hmm. Like if she asked him to... he asked her to marry him?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Or if she... if it was evident that he had serious intentions, she rejected him.
What about, you say they were engaged and all of a sudden she...
Broke it off.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say turned him down or gave him the sack? Or...
Turned him down, yes.
Uh-huh. But if she didn't turn him down, they went ahead and got...
Married.
Any joking ways of saying that?
Hitched.
Okay. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called
the best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride.
The maid of honor.
And do you remember a long time ago, if people would get married, other people would make a lot of noise, fire off rifles? And
we called it chivalry, but the real word is C-H-I-V-A-R-E-E, chivalry, French, uh-huh. I think. C-H-I-V-A-R-I-R-I-E.
Uh-huh.
I forget the exact form of it. Chivalry is a corruption.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had gone to New Orleans last weekend, you'd say, last week I went...
To New Orleans.
Would you say down or up or over?
Down, most likely.
How do you use down and up and over?
Down would be southward, north would be... upward, up to,
mm-hmm.
or over to Monroe, or over to Jackson.
Mm-hmm. And say if there was some trouble at a party, you'd say, the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the...
whole bunch.
Okay. And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you call that a...
They used to call it dancing, but it's not dancing now.
Do you remember what they'd call the dances that they'd hold at home?
The dances what?
That they'd hold at home.
Just a home dance.
Okay. And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say 4 o'clock is when school...
lets out.
And after vacation, children might ask, when does school...
After vacation what?
They might ask, when does school...
They might what?
Children might ask, when does school what again?
Started to school again.
Okay. And if a boy left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day?
Played hooky.
Okay. And after kindergarten, you go into the...
Oh, I'm over my depth now. Being a bachelor.
Well, what was the greater class that you went into when you were 6 years old? You call that...
They didn't have any fixed limits in those days.
Uh-huh.
Primary school or grade school later on.
What was the first grade or class you went into? You call that the...
Oh, I went to a private school conducted by my aunt when I was quite young.
Mm-hmm.
And there were no fixed specific names for them in those days, agreed.
What would you call it, a primary or first reader or first grade?
We used to have readers, McGuffey's, first, second, third, and so on, reader. I don't know whether they have them now or not.
When did you use the first reader?
When did we use it? Oh, I don't remember.
And years ago, children sat on benches, but now they sit at
desks.
And each child has his own
desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
And to mail a package
to the post office.
And you'd stay overnight in a strange town at a...
No.